Blog Talk Radio.
Sure, you follow me on IG, Mr. Yeah Yeah Yeah. That's spelled Y-E-A 3 times, spelled like that, Mr. Yeah Yeah Yeah. Also the same is for the YouTube, Mr. Yeah Yeah Yeah. And we're gonna go with the flow on the show. Gonna talk about a few things. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. We're gonna see how it go out. Okay, we're gonna play a few tunes, talk about a few things, and we're gonna just go like that. In the meantime, let's see if we can play a few tunes.
No relationship can be destroyed from the outside in. All relationships are destroyed from the inside out. So my personal philosophy is I don't bring outsiders into my relationship. And when I'm counseling couples or people, I always tell wives, do not gossip about your partner, your husband, your spouse, with your girlfriend.
You want to make shorty?
My last one into your face, trying to
forgive me, but you know you can. Driving you mad insane. You know you're wrong when you did it. Know you messed up, I could die, forget it. Told me you love me, I don't believe it. Trust and believe you'll never find another like me.
I'm going to suggest to you guys is to try and just be positive about the situation and find positive things that can come out of it. So if you're single on Valentine's Day, that obviously means you don't have to buy nothing for nobody but yourself. You can save your coin for you. And with that being said, having more money for yourself, just appreciate yourself, kind of spoil yourself a little bit, you know, have this day for you. Don't think of Valentine's Day as a day that you can only enjoy if you're in a couple or you're with somebody, because that's not the case. Valentine's Day is about love and just showing your appreciation for the ones you love. And before anyone else, you need to be loving on yourself. So take this day, if any day, to really just do something nice for yourself. Go buy yourself that gift that you've been wanting. Buy that pair of shoes that you've been wanting to get, or that necklace that you've been wanting to get. Spoil yourself a little bit. Like, you deserve it too. You don't have to wait for somebody else to get you things or do something for you. Honestly, go to the store and buy yourself some roses and just have them in your room. Just show appreciation for yourself, because you're important as well. And if you are alone and you have some other single friends, go have a girls' night, or go have a boys' night, or go do something with your friends or your family, or get something for your friends or family and show how much you appreciate them. It doesn't necessarily have to be your significant other. You can show your love and appreciation for others as well.
What it is you do.
like that. I ain't never seen him with no other chick like that. So tell me how you feel, cause I can't read your mind. Wanna know what you've been thinking and what you feel inside.
Is it true that I'm all you need?
Is it true
that you are the one for me?
Is it true?
Cause I've been imagining the beauty and what life could bring.
Is it true?
I wanna know.
Is it true?
Are you serious?
Do you feel the way I do? Are you into me like I'm into you? It is you do, but all I know is I be loving you. I really like what you've done to me. I have no clue what it is you do, but all I know is I be loving you.
Let's send that one to all, I mean all, my wonderful, beautiful ladies out there on the West Coast and East Coast and the dirty South tonight. One dedicated just for y'all. Again, thanks for tuning in and listening. We're going to have some fun. Thanks for everybody in the chat room right now. Looking good, looking good. We'll get into some juicy, juicy gossip in a minute. We're going to talk some songwriting, little songwriting, into some more jam. Let's go.
As a solo artist, and before that, as a member of the R&B group Tony Tony Tony, who scored a string of hits in the late 80s and 90s, Sadiq became known as a musician who could swing easily between styles. But there was one subject he stayed away from in his music, his family, and a series of tragedies he's endured. Something keeps calling. The 53-year-old singer has named his new record Jimmy Lee, after his older brother, who died of a heroin overdose.
He was an addict. You know, people look down on addicts. He was sort of the black sheep of the family. He was looked at like nothing to a lot of people.
So why did you choose to name it after him?
Because he was everything to me. Jimmy was everything to me.